Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I'm going to get to the Astros here. What are they doing? This damn TV is such a distraction sometimes. On Get Up right now, they're asking, is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl window closed?
Oh! What? Oh no!
What? They were 15-2 last year. What are you talking about? I can't hear it. I don't have it turned up. You know, we're doing a radio show and whatnot. But like, man.
That might be a Ben Johnson question.
Ben Johnson, their offensive coordinator,
goes. He's a head coach of the Bears now. Maybe that's a how much of he? Like Ben Johnson did with Jared Goff what Sean McVay thought was impossible.
Yeah.
So you can't underestimate perhaps his. His influence, obviously, and how good they've been.
I hate that you've justified what looked to be a stupid question to me. That's a good job by you, though. That is a good angle. Dan Campbell losing both of his coordinators. That is a thing, for sure. Astros win yesterday, 4-3. They beat the Rangers. They're able to hang around in this game. Framber Valdez is able to weather a storm in the middle innings there, three-run storm. He ends up giving you 7 innings, which is great. 8 strikeouts. Isak Paredes with the big knock, a 3-run home run. Late in the game to give the Astros a lead that they would hold on to. Josh Hader, excellent. Again, he's 11 for 11 on save opportunities this year. Joe Espada, who was ejected early in this game, arguing balls and strikes after the game, saying, good team win.
How proud I am about our team. You know, great teams, they never give up. They play 27 outs. They never stop leaning on one another. You fight till the end, and that's another comeback win. We are never out of a game. And I commend our players for being so good, staying in that fight, and Framber Valdez for keeping us in the game. That's a big win. That's a team win.
Okay. I agree with every other than the part like we're never out of a game. Like your offense isn't that good yet. Like you were down 5-1 the other night, and it felt like you were out of that game. But his overall point I agree with, which is this is a team that has shown some fight at least in some of these games where they've been trailing late. Of recently, you know.
I think, and in Framber yesterday had a really good game, other than the fourth inning where they weren't hard hits or anything. They were just all in the gaps, and he reeled it in, ends up going deep into the game for you, allowing 3 runs and enough to help the Astros win, obviously. I feel a lot. It's weird, even with Wisniewski going. On the IL with a Tommy John surgery, with a UCL injury. I feel better about the starting pitcher, the sum total of it, once Arrigetti comes back. Mm-hmm. And that includes just Blanco I think Blanco being average to slightly above average major league pitcher, probably. Yeah. In any given season, I think right now I'm expecting him to be a high three, round four ERA type of guy, which is fine if he's one of five, as long as you've got a couple of studs there at the beginning of the rotation in Framber and Hunter Brown. Lance McCullers took a step forward. He's still trying to figure out what his pitch selection is, this version of Lance McCullers is going to be, but that was light years ahead of what we saw in his second appearance.
Yeah, they are this 17 game stretch that they're playing right now without an off day. They are 10 games into it right now, and they've gotten 3 8 inning starts and a 7 inning start. Now, two of those are Framber Valdez, but still. So you know, the disastrous one with Lance was the second game of this set. That's been the only real one that's been, you know, Lance only giving you 4 innings. That's something you can at least plan for a little bit. Like, you don't count on Lance when he's healthy giving you 6. Yeah.
Yeah, they had Gusto ready to go in case he couldn't even go 4 innings. Gusto was going to be there for long relief.
Yeah, so you can plan for that a little bit. It's the ones that you can't. It's the Lance only going a third of an inning. It's Gusto getting knocked out in the second inning. Like, those are the ones that kind of knock you off kilter when it comes to your usage of other guys. So this has been good. Like, Framber giving you 7. The most important thing is you won the game. The second most important thing that happened in that game was Framber Valdez eating up 7 innings. And then you hand it over to the cookie cutter stuff. You know, it's Brian Abreu in the 8th, Josh Hader in the 9th, and you seal what is a, you know, pretty important win. You're 24-22 now, and you're still hanging around in the AL West. So that was good yesterday. That was really good to see. I think if you're starting 5, I know they're in a 6-man rotation right now. Like, if Arrigetti comes back, you can win the division with a 5-man rotation that is Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Spencer Arrigetti, Ronel Blanco, and whatever it is Lance McCullers ends up becoming here, hopefully. Hopefully he's not. Hopefully what we saw on Friday, when they won 6-2, he pitched that game. Hopefully that's a sign of progress. Like, if Lance McCullers turns into a guy who gives you 5 solid innings every time out and he's your 4th or 5th starter, then you can survive with that heading down the stretch here.
And if when Christian Javier is going to come back at some point, and he did threw off the mound a few days ago, it might come back sometime midseason, and that gives you more options there, depending on how they use them. Because the bullpen's been magnificent. Josh Hader is undefeated in save situations.
Yeah.
That part, like in the second half, once they get to the midpoint of the season, can they really just transform into a lights out pitching staff, or just a team that can really ride its pitching? And as you get, hopefully, a better version of Altuve and a better version of Yordan, yeah, things can round into form.
I get what you're saying about Javier. Just me personally, like, I just can't. We've had such nightmares with the Tommy John guys and all the fits and starts that they've had and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like Luis Garcia, Lance. I mean, you know, like Lance getting back, he was gone for 2.5 years. I know this time around wasn't Tommy John, but it was an elbow. It was some sort of elbow reconstruction going on with him. Jose Urquidy's not even with the organization anymore. Unfortunately for Javier, I'm painting him with the same brush that I'm viewing those guys right now, which is I just feel like there's going to be some sort of interruption with Javier's comeback here.
Because we talked about this earlier, that Astros have had a boatload of Tommy John surgeries in the last few years. On average, it's anywhere from, you know, in the last few years, anywhere from like 19 to 27 total Tommy John surgeries of major league pitchers. So obviously in the Astros having multiple, they're above average. I hesitate to say, well, the Astros are doing something wrong, just because a third of all major league pitchers have had Tommy John surgery at some point in their life.
Wow.
So like it's become increasingly common, and sometimes it's just bad dumb luck that's how it happens. They got a bad spate of luck. I hope that's what it is.
Yep.
And that it's not something systemic with the way they either handle their pitchers or how they rehab their UCLs. But it is above average.
Yeah.
It's above average of even the last few years.
Yeah, and it's just so weird. Like, the timing is always very similar. We've had 4 of them in the last 2 years. They all feel like they happened in May and June. Now, Wisniewski doesn't have a track record with the Astros organization like the other guys did. You know, he doesn't have a usage track record that takes you through the minor leagues and, you know, the innings start to pile up and things like that. Wisniewski, you know, his background is with the Cubs, but still, it's very frustrating. Text message, after all these guys come back healthy, how long before McCullers goes to the bullpen? I don't think he's going to the bullpen, guys.
I'm 100% giving up that option. I mean, in his comments when he came back, and Lance has always been really defiant in the past when asked that question. He gave a...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A more thought-out explanation of it this time around, or at least than what you sometimes hear from, which is basically that, like, it's just not as simple as becoming a reliever. Like, everything's different. The process is different. And for a guy that... for a guy that has had all these injury issues, it's not like it's easy to be a reliever and be available every night. That for him to change everything up isn't necessarily like the... in your mind, you think, oh, yeah, it's simple. Make him a reliever. It'll be easier on him, and he won't get injured as often. It's just... it's not quite that simple.
Right.
It's physically taxing no matter which way you cut it.
Yep. And I think Lance needs to be a creature of routine and habit is the sense that I get. And you can get into some sort of rhythm being a starting pitcher.
Things that I hated from this series,
yeah,
Sean,
yeah.
I'll give you the things I hated. Number one, Adolis Garcia making so many really impressive catches in the outfield.
Really good. Even the ones that should have been easy that he made look hard. Like, I forget who hit a deep
that one at the wall by, I think it was Yiner.
It was Yiner.
That little nook in right field.
Yeah, somebody hit that.
Right,
That was very frustrating.
Yeah, that was frustrating. Yeah, he had to adjust to it at the last minute, so it made it look way harder than it actually was, but it was still impressive.
Yeah.
I wish he had, you know, when everybody was speculating he was on steroids a few years ago because his neck was so huge, I wish he had done the old just bulked up way too much to be athletic. The umps in general, just whoever was behind home plate on any given night.
Yeah.
Espada ends up getting ejected in the fourth game of the series. He might have been better served if he had gotten ejected earlier in the series when the calls were just as bad. Just because yesterday... Fromber was getting some beneficial calls at the bottom of the zone or out of the zone. He had a few pretty egregious balls called strikes, and it sure felt like the strike zone tightened up after that.
Yep.
And he wasn't getting those generous calls. Ultimately, it all worked out.
What else did you hate?
The Rangers pitching staff being
so good.
I hate
them too, yeah.
That really bothered me. Eovaldi, I don't. Evaldi's 36 years old.
Yeah.
And pitching than he ever has, pitching as well as he ever has in his entire
career.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, he's.
And I don't like being able to. And multiple guys on that team are just overperforming, and that's our dojo, man. That's an Astros dojo. Don't steal our gimmick.
Stop infringing on our gimmick. Yes, yes.
I didn't like the multiple explanations about how easy it is for a pitcher to get into a groove when all you're facing is righties in a lineup.
No, we'll get used to that.
Yeah. Jordan's coming back, Sean.
They'll have
1.5 lefties in the lineup.
But even with Jordan in the lineup, they're still so righty heavy, man. It's just that's tough. I didn't get to see the game on Roku. I was listening to the game, driving around running errands. What did you think? How did the combined booth of Dave Raymond and Jeff Blum do for you?
I liked it. I thought that Dave Raymond, it was kind of cool that those two have a history, or you know, because Raymond was in Houston as a broadcaster for about, 8 years or so?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
And they were, you know, he went to Stanford and Berkeley, and Blum went to Cal, so it was a little bit of nerd rivalry there from Northern California.
Right.
But I did enjoy Dave Raymond kind of quizzing Blum about his career. You see it, I think, and I always enjoy when another play-by-play gets paired with an athlete that he hasn't been with before, because you get a little bit more, it doesn't feel like Blum's trying to bring up his own stories or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it just, there was some good organic stuff there. I didn't like Raymond really trying not to mention the no-hitter. Even though I thought I hadn't caught Blum talking about the no-hitter, but our listeners corrected me earlier on with this. Blum had been bringing it up. I guess I just wasn't paying close enough attention. But that, I don't know. It bothered me. It bothered me that I was listening to the Rangers play-by-play guy, even though I felt like he was pretty even-handed throughout the broadcast.
Yeah, this needs to be these Roku things need to be a little less biased. They need to meet in the middle a little bit. Now, if they're gonna do that, then that
that was unbiased. They were
no. Dave Raymond not mentioning the no hitter. That's biased. Oh, him not mentioning the no hitter.
I don't know. Well, national broadcasters do that too.
That was what I was gonna say after that was like, what's the MO? I don't watch enough national baseball games to know what the MO is these days for neutral broadcasters to mention it or not. It's a silly thing. It's so dumb.
But it's one of those things where so many people are just passionately adamant about it
that
I don't get bent out of shape. Like I have no qualms about mentioning a no-hitter, but I figure if people are going to, if that's what they're leaning into, it's not like they're, you know, burning books on the front lawn of the library or something. Like, all right, I'll stick with whatever their superstition is.
Great question on the text page. What's more likely come October if the Astros make the playoffs, Lance to the bullpen or Lance off the playoff roster?
Lance off the playoff roster, I think would be more likely. I don't think he's going to be in the bullpen.
No, I think
the closest you get to that is if he ends up being used kind of like an opener.
Yeah, maybe, right. And which is not the bullpen. You know, that's an opener. You know, like, bullpen is you got to be ready. You know, but opener, at least you got to, you know when you're going. You know, there's a rhythm to it. I'm with you. I think it's off. If he's bad enough to where there's a conversation about it, he's off the playoff roster. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, and, you know, even when the Astros, back when they were using piggyback starters really effectively in the playoffs, mm-hmm. I think that, again, given everything that they talked about as, like, how it can be stressful to your body when you're not used to it,
yep.
I don't think if they're going to piggyback him in the playoffs, it's going to be with him as the opener.
Oh, like, of
Gusto,
course.
Gusto is the second guy.
Yes, 100%. So, yeah, off the playoff roster is the answer to that one. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, Brock Purdy got $53 million a year, average annual value on Friday on his new contract extension. If Purdy got $53 million, I saw a lot of Texan fans talking about this. If Purdy got $53 million, what would C.J. Stroud be worth if he has a good season and gets a contract extension next year? That is coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.